from the book of Joshua is that there's so much about meditation. And it's not that we're going to all sit on the floor and go, or anything like that. But I think there's things that God wants to show us through this scripture. If you want to go to the next one, please. The guys are going to get this right, and they will be working on the time out. Do you like it? This is new. So we will get this right at some point. It's quite echoey at the moment. Have you got it, Nathan? Okay. So I'm sure that he'll get it right. And have we got it on the screen or not? Okay, don't worry. I want to just read a little bit here from Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them. To the Israelites, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I have promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from a great river, Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea, west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the laws my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now, how many people realized that several of those words were repeated? What were repeated in that? Strong and courageous. Anything else? Be successful. I will be with you wherever you go. You will be successful. There is a number of things that God says. And when God says certain things two or three times and repeats himself, then there is things that God is wanting us to learn. And obviously you can read what's behind me. I'm not going to read it just off pat, but you know, I'm assuming that you'll keep up with me. But there's different scriptures to do with meditation, but it's not really what I'm wanting to concentrate on. It's really about being strong and courageous, being several things that God is saying through this scripture. And one of the things that we have to understand is that when God repeats himself, there are things that he wants us to get hold of. We need to understand that 40 years before this situation, Moses got to the edge of the promised land. When they got to the edge of the promised land, Joshua and Caleb went in as spies. They came back with good report. When they came back with the good report, there was two that said, great, let's go in. 10 said, no, they're too strong, they're too big, they're giants, and we have not got any faith to take that land at that moment in time. And what happened was that Moses actually agreed with the 10, and there's Joshua and Caleb stranding and saying, no, we can take it. No, we can take it. And what they said at that time, back in Deuteronomy, it says that they began to stone, or they wanted to stone Joshua. They actually wanted to stone him for what he was saying. And therefore, you know, there was 40 years later, you have Moses coming to the end of his life. And even in the Deuteronomy, it goes back a couple of chapters before, it says of Moses, when he Moses started to talk to the elders of Israel, saying that they were wanting to raise Joshua's successor. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 23, "The Lord gave this command to Joshua, son of Nun, 'Be strong and courageous, for you will be bring the Israelites into the land I promised them on oath, and I myself will be their God.'" And then it goes on again, "Be strong and courageous." So something must have happened in Joshua, in his life, in his situation. If you want to put the next one on. If in the situation that he's faced, one of the things that he must have realized was that actually Joshua needed to hear those words. "Be strong and courageous, for I am with you. Do not be afraid. Do not turn from the left or right." There's things that God says to us, and I believe that God is wanting to say some of these things to us tonight, where he's saying over all of our lives, "I've promised you things, but you need to be strong and courageous. You need to have that boldness that I want to give you. Be bold, be strong," we've sang in the past. Those years gone by. Somebody sings, "Be bold, be strong." It was quite funny. I was in the prayer meeting last week with some leaders. Goodness me. God forgive us. But we started to sing, "Be bold, be strong, for the Lord our God with us again." Quite right too. I believe music places us. I genuinely believe music places us. Songs place us. And, you know, one of the things that even in this Deuteronomy chapter 31, 32, what you get was God gave Moses a song to sing to the people of Israel so that they would never forget something that God was commanding them. And so God uses music to place us. When the children of Israel came out from Egypt, God gave Miriam a song to sing. Mary in the New Testament, when she met with Elizabeth and they came together, you had Mary's song. You had Elizabeth's song. Why? Because it placed them. And that's not our subject. Music and worship is not our subject tonight. But you have to understand, music, next please, is very, very important. But it's important because what God wants us to do is to understand the promises that he's giving us, that there is a boldness that God wants us to have so that we actually take hold of and take possession of the things that God has promised us. And therefore, God says over your life and my life, no matter what you're going through, be bold, be strong. Amen. Be courageous. Mm-hmm. For the things that I promised you, I will ensure will come to pass. And if you look at Joshua chapter 21, this is a great, great scripture that I've just had in my heart for a few days now. It says in Joshua chapter 21, verse 45, "Not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled." Amen. I think that is a fantastic scripture. That each and every one of us can take hold of. If God has promised, if God has spoken, it will happen.
Amen. Amen.
All the promises, just think, all the promises to the nation of Israel. And yet everyone at that time was fulfilled. Every one of them. God watched over, not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Every one of them was fulfilled. Amen. Incredible. Next, please. Because I want to get to next, please. James 1 says we must walk in truth, not just listen and forget. We all know that. Next, please. Obviously, I've just explained that. Next, please. It's in Deuteronomy 31, verse 3 is important, actually, because you need to understand that God's with us. When Joshua went over, It was like Jesus, that Father was saying, I'm with you. I'm with you. And I believe God's sort of saying over you guys, God's with you. God's with you. God's with you.
Amen.
God's with you.
Yep.
God's with you. God's with you. When he's promised, it's like God goes before you. God wants to make the way for you. And there was an obstacle in the way of Joshua. There was a river, and it was in flood. If you go to Israel today, and you go near Jericho, and you look and you go out of Jericho and you go towards the Jordan Valley, and you look over into Jordan at this moment in time, there is only a little river. It's tiny. And you think that, you know, oh, goodness me, all the people crossed over there. But it's obviously very, very different in the Old in the Old Testament. It was in flood, and you can actually see the big valley where the River Jordan would have been flowing in the time of old. But you know, these things God puts in the Bible because he wants us to learn from them. And when he says the Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you, no matter what obstacle that any one of us face, God is saying, I'm going to go over ahead of you. I believe that's what God's saying over us individually, but I also believe that's what God is saying over us as a church. I believe that God is promising things about Kingdom Faith London. I believe that what God is going to be doing within and amongst us is going to fulfill his promise, but he's going to go ahead of us. And all we have to do is keep our eyes open to what he does and so follow him. But we're going to have some boldness. We're going to have some confidence. But those are the things that God is placing in us so that actually together we can say, yes, come on. Let's champion them one another. If one of us is going through a little bit of a difficulty, okay, let's get alongside. Be bold, be strong. Because God is there. Next, please. Again, you know, these are scriptures that God's speaking over us. Do not be terrified. How many, you know, there's times in our lives where situations can be, appear to be so big, like a giant around us. Different situations can arise. It can be a job. It can be to do with finances. It can be to do with relationships. It can be to do with all sorts of things. If, you know, in business, you've got people responsible for, you know, you're responsible for. And it can sometimes get so big, and it's just like you can't see for the wood for the trees, as the saying goes. But what God wants to say is, okay, no, you can be strong because I've given you a word, and therefore you can be confident that I'm going to see that word fulfilled. It doesn't mean that God's going to take us out of situations. He's going to take us through sometimes situations. He had to take Joshua through the River Jordan. He didn't sort of beam me up, Scotty, and transpose him and transport him like Star Trek. He took him through. And that's what happened. Next, please. It's not brilliant, is it, this screen at that height? Can we go with next one, please? Deuteronomy 31, verse 23. Be strong and courageous. Again, saying those things. Next, please. When God is with me, I have confidence despite uncertainty. That's important, that we have confidence despite uncertainty. We don't have confidence in the situation. We have confidence in the person.
Amen.
Who can sort out the situation. When we have confidence in who God is, then all things are possible. Floods can be pushed aside. We can walk then across on dry land. Yes, when the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, the walls, it says the walls of the water came up on the side and they went right through. It was like they could see left and right. They could see these walls of water, but yet they walked around on dry ground. In Joshua, when they went across the River Jordan, because they had Joshua had his miracle too. He went on long dry ground, but it was quite interesting that in that situation, the tabernacle of the Lord went first. And they stood right in the middle until everybody had passed by. And it was only when the Levites and the tabernacle went onto dry ground, that's when the floodwaters again came across. But you see, when we understand that God wants to take us through the situations we're facing, because God is a very real God and he takes every one of our issues seriously. I believe that. Because he's a good God, he's a good father. And he has good things for Amen. Each and every one of us. Amen. And as a father, he has good things for his children. I have two amazing daughters and I want to do good things for them. I have many, many other children from the Bible school and I want to see them prosper. I want to see them grow and develop. And there's hundreds of people who've come through that Bible school and I've championed every single one of them, or almost everyone. No, I have. Why? Because my heart is to see God fulfill in their lives so that they can go and become who God wants them to become. But there's got to be a confidence in who God is, because that is the first point of view, that it's despite uncertainty, despite what's around us, we can confidence in him. Next, please. When God is with me, I have strength despite weakness. We all understand in the New Testament, it says, when I'm weak, he is strong. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. We understand the principle of, I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but it's Christ who lives in me. It's understanding what Christ has done, but understanding what Christ has done means that I have a strength in who God is, not in my own ability. And when I understand that my strength is in him, then no matter what the situation, and despite how weak I feel, you know, when you know, I talk sometimes, and I am talking quite a lot. I believe God wants to see, and I've said this before here, I believe God wants to see 100,000 people saved, not just from this church, please, from all the other churches in London, or Bible-believing, Spirit-filled churches. I believe God wants 100,000 people to come to know the Lord in these next few years. And be disciples. It's not just about hand raised. Now, I know that in 2017, there is a big Argentinian gentleman who wants to come and do a major outside crusade in London. Now, please, I'm not waiting for him because I believe God is wanting to do things even in our midst now. But I am declaring, because I believe God's spoken, that we're going to see 100,000 people saved in the London churches in a short period of time. I believe it starts even now. I know that Holy Trinity Brompton, they're expecting a growth in their church come September because of the new Alpha course. There's other churches that are planning and preparing for God to do something amongst them, because there's a sense in the spirit that God is about to move. God is about to breathe something in his church again. And just like the Azusa now, 110 years ago, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, they were praying for another Pentecost. I believe that God is wanting to do something and is stirring his people. And that's one of the reasons why I had the mic open today, because I want to hear what God's saying to you as well. I want to hear what God's saying. I want to hear what's happening in your time with the Lord. I trust that every one of you is having time with the Lord each day. I trust that every one of you is opening the Word and reading the Word and praying. I've got my journal. I have my journal all the time. I go with my journal. Because just in case God wants to talk to me or say something to me, I have my journal so that I can write it down. And it's just important that in this day that all of us, in a sense, come ready and say, God, I'm available. If you want to do something through me, if you want to bring a word, a scripture, then I'm ready. And if there's an opportunity, I want to give it. But you see, even if it's, you know, God gives you something and at that moment in that particular meeting, we don't have an open mic, it says, okay, who do you want me to give it to at the end of the meeting? So it doesn't have to be something every time public. It's just like, okay, God, you've given me this for a reason. Who do you want me to bless this with? Oh, but I'm weak. Oh, no, but in you I'm strong.
Amen.
Next, please. When God is with me, I have courage in the face of fear. See, I believe that every one of us goes through different situations. And there's moments where we have a choice. I sometimes have choices, and sometimes I make the right ones, sometimes I make the wrong ones. But you see, if we understand that we have courage because of what God's placed in us, and who lives in us is God himself, and therefore we can have courage in the face of fear. Why? Because fear opposes faith. Fear opposes faith. If we have fear, then that's contrary to what God wants for us. Because it says in the scripture, perfect love drives out all fear. So if there is in fear in us, then it's like, okay, Lord. So again, it's no condemnation. It's just like, God, you need to work something in me that understands your Father's love for me. Because when I understand your Father, the Father's love for me, then that perfect fear, that perfect love, will cast out all fear. Just keeping you on your toes. But it's important that we understand that when we're in that place with God, then courage that God wants to give us will enable us to walk through whatever situation that we face on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Because God wants is living in you. These are the things that God wants us to work through. Next, please. When God is with me, I have success according to Scripture. God wants to make you great. Psalm 18 talks about God wants to make you great. In Joshua, it talks about being successful wherever He leads you. God does not want you to be a failure. God doesn't want you to fail. When I fail, and I do fail, then God wants me to learn from that so that I don't repeat again and again and again that same mistake. And God forgives me when I ask Him to. But it's understanding that God is wanting to give you success. God is wanting you in your own relationship with Him. He wants to teach you. He wants you to hear what He has to say. He wants to guide you. We sang about light today. God wants to make your feet. He wants to light up the steps that you make. Take Psalm 119. He will light the path before you. He'll make clear what steps you are to take. These are the things that God is wanting to do. But you see, in Joshua chapter 1, it talks about meditating on the word, listening, downloading the word. Because it's so important that the word brings light. And we need to understand what that light is. In Matthew chapter 24, it talks about in the last days, many of us are going to be deceived. And I'm saying many of us because I don't want to be one of those who are deceived. And that's why I'm wanting to stick close to the truth. I want to stay true. And that's what Joshua chapter 7, meditate. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the laws my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. See, one of the greatest weapons you have against any enemy attack in your mind, in your circumstances, is the Word of God. I'm going to remind myself to bring some things for you. One of the things I do for the students is that I have memory verses. And I'm going to test you all. No. But I have memory verses. But what I've done in memory verses, I've put them in sections. And so there's sometimes when we've been attacked health-wise, other times it's been attacked financially, other times it's attacked through relationships, all sorts of different things. But one of the things that we have to understand is that we have a sword. And if you don't know how to use the sword, then I want to help, and we want to help you to know how to use this as a weapon. It's a double-edged sword. The word is a double-edged sword. And it wants to divide soul and spirit in my life, in your life. God is a great God, but he loves you so much that he will use his word to bring correction into our lives. But as a loving father, it's something that I want to embrace, not reject. But you see, I want to know this scripture. I want to make sure that I'm meditating on the word of God day and night, so that I cling to him because I want his success in my life. Not that I want to be a billionaire or anything like that. I want to be successful. That would be very nice, a billionaire at the moment. But you know, what I want is God's success. Whatever he's planned for my life, whatever that looks like, I want to keep in tune and in alignment with what he's asking of me. And his word is part of that. And I want that for each and every one of you too. Whether you're, you know, part of another church or you're part of this church, that's what I want for every one of you. I want you to be successful. Why? Because you're holding on to the word of God for your own life. You're not dependent on anybody else because your relationship with God is strong. That's why we want to make sure that every one of us goes through helps with discipleship. That's why we want to make sure that every one of you is looked after. That's why we ask for your information, your details, so that we can send information to you. And down the road, you know, because we are moving forward as a church, then we will have discipleship things going on. All sorts of different things. And some of you will be leading those discipleship groups. Because we're all needed. Why? Because we want to be successful. We want to be the people who listen to the word of God and act upon it. Next, please. When God is with me, I have hope in the face of despair. I have a rock solid guarantee that God is with me. Isn't that great? A rock solid guarantee that he's with me. Why? Because he's promised. He's promised us. I will never leave you nor forsake you is a promise from God. And he fulfills his promise to us. And when he speaks, then we can be certain, guarantee that that's what he's going to do. Now we can choose. He's stable, he's firm, he's there. But we can choose to do our own thing. I had a friend who, and he is a friend, and he went through 2 years of Bible school. He then went to university in Cardiff. And he was going to a church down there, which was linked to a Chinese revivalist, Watchman Nee. And in the second year of college, university, he started getting into the wrong crowd. And he was choosing to go with that crowd rather than to stay firm in the Word of God. And the way that he could cope with it was to send me an email and several other people in the college staff saying that he didn't believe God, in God anymore. Now, Jesus is not going to leave him nor forsake him, but the choice that he's making at this moment, just like the prodigal son, the father is waiting there for the return of the son. That's God. I'm faithful here. I am. I'm waiting for you to return. But he allows the son in that story to go down a route until that son was ready to come back, ready to return. And that particular gentleman, I believe that he's going to return. But that wasn't God's best plan for him. God wants his best plan is for us to have that hope, that guarantee that he's with us. And therefore, he wants to ensure that we're walking through these things with him. And God then places other people around us that can help us on our journey. But we have a hope in the face of despair. Can we just stand, please? Father, I just thank you that no matter what each and every one of us is going through at this time, Father, those words that you're speaking over our lives,
amen.
Confidence, strength, courage, success, hope. Lord, I speak over each and every one of us a confidence that if you have spoken things over our lives concerning the steps that we're taking, Father, I thank you that we can have confidence to go forward and advance.
Amen.
Father, Lord, I thank you that, yes, we understand that in Christ we're nothing. But because of the Holy Spirit that lives in us, Father, we have a strength that will enable us to achieve what you want us to achieve. Father, I just declare that we will be a people of courage in the face of anything that goes on around us. Father, Lord, that we will be that people that will be courageous as we step out into the things that you are placing before us. Stepping out into conversations. Stepping out into speaking truth in love into situations and circumstances. That there will be courage there. Father, Lord, that there will be success according to Scripture. Not according to the way human and the world see success, but how you see success.
Mm.
Father, I just thank you that you speak godly success over each and every one of us.
Mm.
And Father, I hope. I speak that hope over every one of us in who you are, what you have said, what you have done. That hope, that certainty, that guarantee that you are going to come through no matter what, because you will fulfill your promise.
Amen.
Lord, I just thank you that just like Joseph, you say certain things over our lives again and again and again to encourage us to step out and to step forward into our future individually, but also together as a group of people who love the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. Father, I just ask you that you will have your way. Lord, that whatever for our church here is that crossing over point. Lord, I just pray that we will be courageous in what you ask of us. Father, we will have the strength together to see something accomplished. Father, we will have that hope and that certainty that when you have spoken, and that can come through any one of us. But then when we've had two or three people saying exactly the same thing that comes from the Heavenly Father, Lord, that we will have that hope, that confidence. And Father, Lord, that together we will understand godly success.
Yes.
We will see people rescued from darkness, brought into light. We will see people healed and set free. We'll see people who are in depression released from that all-Lord dungeon of darkness.
Amen.
We'll see bodies completely riddled with cancer, completely healed.
Yes. Amen.
Father, Lord, because this is who you are. Father, godly success. Because you want to affect lives. You want to see changed lives.
Amen.
And you want to see people rescued from darkness. And so, Lord, I declare over London 100,000 souls minimum.
Yes.
That's not even a tenth, Father, Lord, of the people who live in this wonderful city. But, Father, I declare to the heavenlies 100,000 souls. 100,000 souls, Lord. Not just people who raise their hands, but disciples of you. Lord, and I just thank you for the Bible-believing churches, those people who are filled with the Holy Spirit, who, Lord, are listening to what you're saying and getting ready to go over and possess the land that you are giving to them.
Amen.
And Father, together, Father, I just thank you that there is going to be such a move, Father, of your Spirit, oh Lord, again in this city. And Father, we just declare it loudly. We declare it clearly.
Amen.
And Father, Lord, I just thank you for the saints that are going to respond with confidence, with boldness, with a strength that comes from you,
Amen.
With success and with hope.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. I've got it in bold in my journal. It says, cling to what God has said. Son, listen to my word. And I just pray that over every one of you, that in your time with the Lord, be expectant. Mm. That he's going to speak to you.
Amen.
And then he wants you to cling to that.
Amen.
Because he who is promised is faithful.
Yeah. Amen.
He who is promised is faithful.
Amen. Amen.
We have an amazing God. Amazing God. Who wants to do amazing things amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he good?
Amen. Amen.